The Obama administration faced a tough crowd this morning as it defended its nuclear agreement with Iran in Congress. As APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, both of Alaska's senators are among the chorus of lawmakers who say the deal is bad for the U.S.
In the Senate Armed Services Committee, Republican members were ready to pounce. Chairman John McCain of Arizona said the agreement would pave the way to a nuclear Iran and allow it to go on a shopping spree for other weapons. Four cabinet secretaries and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs defended the deal, saying it would restrict Iran and let the world know if it were cheating. If so, they said, the U.S. and the U.N. would snap economic sanctions back in place. 3 hours into the hearing, it was Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan's turn to question the witnesses. Sullivan challenged Secretary of State John Kerry on a term the administration persistently uses to describe its future options.
Is there a term called the snapback provision in the agreement?
I don't think it's specifically referred
to. No, there isn't. The word snapback is not in the agreement.
No,
but let me make my point, Ms. Secretary. I got a lot of questions and I don't have a lot of time.
Sullivan says the term snapback sanctions is somewhat deceitful. He says he knows from his service at the State Department during the Bush administration, isolating Iran economically wasn't easy.
That was a slog. That wasn't a snap. That took years to get countries to divest out of the Iranian economy. It'll take years to do it again.
Sullivan also suggests the deal leaves the U.S. impotent to punish Iran with sanctions for non-nuclear aggression it might commit.
An act of terrorism happens. It's big. They kill more American troops. They blow up a consulate. I think it's likely that they're going to do that in the next 10 years. The Congress is upset. The new president is upset. We impose sanctions. We reimpose Annex II sanctions. This is our power.
But, Sullivan told Treasury Secretary Jack Lew, the agreement says Iran will treat the reimposition of sanctions as grounds to stop holding up its end of the bargain.
If we ever, ever impose so-called snapback sanctions, isn't the deal over? Where am I wrong on that question?
Well, Senator, we would snap sanctions back once they violated the agreement.
No, I'm not talking about a violation of the agreement.
Let's talk about two different worlds. One, they
answer the question. You didn't answer it in the closed setting. You're not answering it now.
You asked two questions. I was answering the first one. I was just taking them in order.
Secretary Lew's take was that not all sanctions would end the agreement. Lew says the U.S. could still punish Iran for non-nuclear terrorism while leaving the deal in place. Sullivan's approach was in keeping with the tone of the hearing. It ended with pointed questions from two Republican candidates for president, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. Cruz was especially testy in asking Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz about a certain type of nuclear assault.
It could kill tens of millions of Americans. Do you agree with that?
That would depend, obviously, on the specifics of the
But do you agree that it could?
It depends upon the specifics. These are highly
Does that
variable.
Mean, yes, it could?
I said it is highly variable in its
impact. You're refusing to answer the question. Secretary Carter.
Senator Lisa Murkowski doesn't serve on committees that have taken up the Iran agreement. She's been busy crafting a national energy bill. But she's been briefed on the Iran deal, and she intends to read it for herself. So far, Murkowski says she's highly skeptical.
What I am hearing, what I am reading, is giving me no greater assurance about the soundness of this agreement.
Murkowski says another option might be expanded sanctions.
The president is trying to suggest that it is this or war. I reject that.
Congress has until late September to review the deal. Opponents seem to have the votes to pass a resolution of disapproval, but it's less likely they can override a presidential veto. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.